This is the Chief Organizer's Report with more news of banking. There's a criminal conspiracy with B of A and Chase now. There are many small town papers that used to thrive by feeding their readers the daily police reports. These days, reading the financial pages is more than an adequate substitute, since every day we seem to get another perp walk in a criminal conspiracy now called modern banking. I know it's tedious to keep returning to our old nemesis, J.P. Morgan Chase, but let's face it, under Jamie Dimon and their pursuit of being the biggest bank in the land, they seem to be unable to keep from also being the baddest bank in America. This time, they're trying to enter an agreement to prevent criminal charges for their role as the main Madoff bank, enabling his massive Ponzi scheme for over 20 years. Internal emails seem to abound about suspicions, while the bank counted their millions and helped him along the way while doing so. The arm so clearly understood what the hand was doing that Chase's private bank, Private Wealth Bank, refused to take Madoff as a client, even as the main bank was his counting house. Now, late in the game, they seem willing to promise that they won't let this happen again, but will report suspicious activity in the future. But most of us must realize that these big, bad boys will be breaking that agreement even while ink is drying on their signatures. Meanwhile, Bank of America went to a jury trial to try to prove that they didn't defraud the government by selling packages of bad mortgages directed by the executive Rebecca Maroney, who is running that part of the show for Countrywide, which is now part of their diminished empire. Bad move, team. Maroney ran something that turned out that they called the Hustle, a nickname for HSSL, or the High Speed Swim Lane, which seems to have been a steamed-up boiler room operation that pitted bankers in a competition to see who could originate loans more quickly, credit be damned, so that they could bottle a slop up and sell it off in the government secondary market. It wasn't on their balance sheet. The jury was disgusted, so guilty as charged. The government is asking for almost $900 million as a penalty to be paid by Bank of America, though the judge will decide, of course. There's also every indication that there will be a line forming for stockholder and other class actions now given this guilty verdict. The jury also found Rebecca Maroney guilty as the day is long. Her lawyers say it's not over yet. Luckily, she still has a job in banking. You may wonder where she's working now. J.P. Morgan Chase, of course, where the biggest of the bad boys run wild and free. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.